Florida is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platforms.
Alan Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
Back at Kansas Speedway, more green flag pit stops happening in front of Steve Post.
Yeah, Sam Mayer brings his car into the attention of the crew. Pretty happy with that automobile. Going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel, minor chassis adjustment. Austin Hill was in the last lap. Here's A.J. Allmendinger getting pit service. Riley Herbst really happy with the long run speed of his Ford Mustang. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Riley Herbst is down and away, Alan.
Camaro of Connor Zillish has gotten better throughout the day. So is the driver. A little slow on this pit stop, though, after he drove all the way to the top three, on and off after four tires, Sunoco Fuel, but a slow stop for Connor Zillish, Steve Post.
Parker Kligerman brings his car in. It's been a really solid top 10 run for Parker. The crew around to the right side of this car, very happy with it. Race leader, our second place runner, Chandler Smith, is in as well. Chandler's way down at the exit of pit road, so he's still got a long way to go. Kligerman continues his pit service. Parker Retzloff getting pit service. And finally, Chandler Smith is in. Going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel. Chandler's car got very, very loose late in the run. Now someone just let a tire go because it just rolled past me. Smith, four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel, Alan.
His teammate Chandler Smith loved the way, Sheldon Creed loved the way his car was trending. They were on and off with a clean stop. Four tires, a little adjustment. Sunoco Fuel, Steve.
Down here, we're going to have a problem down here whether they get through this cycle of pit stops or not. There is a tire rolling out to turn number one. Here is race leader Cole Custer in. The CW sponsorship on the car. It's a bright orange car with the double zero on the side of it. It is Cole Custer around to the left side of the race car. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel for Custer.
And we have the caution flag because of that Goodyear Racing Eagle that has rolled off of pit road and into the ball field. And that's not a good spot for that. So we go under the caution flag in the midst of a round of green flag stops. We'll recap it when we come back. 144 laps down, 56 remain from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Under caution, 54 laps to go. That loose tire came from Parker Retzloff. NASCAR with no choice but to put the caution flag out to go out to retrieve it. They have yet to do that. So, again, we work under the caution flag. Now, we were in the midst of green flag stops. Brandon Jones has yet to come to pit road, and currently he is the race leader. But, again, he's going to have to come to pit road in a moment. Before that happens, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome back to the Kansas Speedway. 53 laps remain in the Kansas Lottery 300. For the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the playoffs beginning here this afternoon, the round of 12, and we are right now with 53 laps to go. Jeff Striegel alongside Alex Hayden and the crew chief Todd Gordon. Dave Moody's out in turn two. Mike Bagley in turn three, an 82-degree Saturday afternoon with Steve Post and Alan Cavana on Pit Road. Time now for a mid-race update brought to you by Pfizer.
10 lead changes among five different drivers to this point in the race. Chandler Smith has led the most laps, a total of 79. We've been slowed now by our six caution flags in today's race. Sammy Smith, one of our playoff drivers, got in trouble early. Matter of fact, on lap number six, he has not been able to really rebound at all. When you look at the championship point standings, after a crash and out of the race for Justin Allgaier finishing today's race in 36th. Allgaier went from the top of the point standings to 8th place as we run right now, the last driver in by 10 points. Riley Herbst, A.J. Allmendinger, Parker Kligerman, and Sammy Smith are currently the four drivers on the outside.
And because we were pitting under the green flag, 15 cars are on the lead lap. Those that have yet to come to pit road include Brandon Jones, Josh Williams, and Daniel Dye. That is your top three. Shane Van Gisbergen, fourth, has to come to pit road along with Matt DiBenedetto and Anthony Alfredo. Jesse Love last pitted on 93. He's got to come to pit road along with J.J. Yaley, Ryan Ellis, and Sammy Smith. But again, Sammy is a lap down. How does this change the complexion of the race, Todd?
Yeah, I think it's worked out for a few guys. I think, you know, Shane Van Gisbergen is going to have to come to pit road here, what puts him in a situation. The one I'm curious about, Eric Amarola. They came at 125 because they had a right rear going down. This would be their last set of tires to put on at this point. I almost think they've got to come do that and keep this set of 20 lappers as a kind of insurance policy.
Pit lane is open. Here is current race leader Brandon Jones peeling off the racetrack. He will come to the pit lane in front of Alan Kavanagh.
And that timing of that caution was good, the team says, for Brandon Jones. They're going to put four tires on it and try to just free the car up the front, the nose side of it. Not working for Jones on this run, but four tires fresh there. Got hit by a tire, but for Sunoco fuel for Brandon Jones. A little long on this left side, though, giving up a lot of time, Steve Post.
Yeah, Shane Van Gisbergen brings his car in. They continue to work to tighten that car up. Anthony Alfredo was in, and here's Jesse Love in. Jesse, not what he was hoping for. That car has been tight throughout the course of the day. Another chassis adjustment. That is a big one. Five rounds in the right rear. Aye, aye, aye. Late in the day. That car is evil. Jesse Love. Left side tires are coming off the car. Sunoco Racing Fuel is plugged in. One crew member under the side looking at the left rear shock as well. So, man, they are really still fighting an evil race car for Jesse Love as he continues to work on that car. They continue to work on that car here on pit road.
A total of 10 cars have elected to come on to pit road. We'll reset it for you when we come back with 51 laps to go.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Welcome to Homestead Miami, your home for the racing highlight. A track as vibrant and colorful as South Florida. An Xfinity and Craftsman Truck Series playoffs doubleheader on Saturday. A Cup Series playoffs showdown on Sunday. And it's all caliente.
Side by side for the race lead.
NASCAR playoffs weekend at Homestead Miami Speedway. October 26th and 27th. Get your tickets now at homesteadmiamispeedway.com.
Hell of a job, guys.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osteoplastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Now we have had everybody on and off of pit road so we can reset it for you. Cole Custer, Alex, pitted on lap 144, and he has reassumed the race lead.
And he'll be the first to choose what lane to restart in, who'll do it to the outside as we get the one to go. Chandler Smith is second. Austin Hill is third. Sheldon Creed is fourth. Connor Zilich is fifth. Brandon Jones sixth. Josh Williams is seventh, and Eric Almirola eighth. Daniel Dye is ninth. Matt DiBenedetto is tenth.
Shane Van Gisbergen is 11th. Anthony Alfredo, Ryan Ellis, J.J. Daily, Ryan Sieg, that's your top 15. Then we get to some playoff drivers that have a lot of work to do with 49 laps remaining.
Jesse Love is 16th. Corey Heim, 17th. Playoff driver Sam Mayer is 18th. Brendan Poole, 19th. Another playoff contender is A.J. Allmendinger. He's 20th, and he's got Riley Herbst and Parker Kligerman right behind him. They, too, playoff drivers.
21st, 22nd there. Sammy Smith, 25th, and still a lap down. Justin Allgaier, the other playoff driver, he went home early as he hit the wall and is out of this event. So we're down to 49 to go. We stack them up double file, getting ready for a restart. Cole Custer is up there and ready to go. Behind him is Chandler Smith. Austin Hill electing to fill the hole downstairs to the inside on Cole Custer. Behind Austin Hill, you've got Connor Zilich and Brandon Jones. On the outside, Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, and Sheldon Creed, 49 to go here this afternoon.
Make their way up off of turn four and head for the Geico restart zone, and the green flag goes back in the air, racing yet again. Cole Custer on the outside lane. He gets the jump and pulls the field to turn one.
He's quickly away with the lead. Let's see if he decides to come down the racetrack and block the low line advance. He does not. He'll stay in that middle groove. He leads Austin Hill. Hill under attack now.
Cole Custer just trying to get while the getting's good. He'll pull away by three car lengths over Chandler Smith, who will break away from Austin Hill in third. Connor Zilich and Eric Almirola run out the top five.
Boy, watching them storm into turn number three, his hair raising, coming off turn four, stays the same, three wide, four wide even further back. Top two, though, beginning to break away.
Yeah, four wide heading for turn number one is risky, to say the least. They're going to short it out to two and three wide now.
Austin Hill's got double-barreled action at the back door. He's got Eric Almirola to the inside of Connor Zilich. Right now, Hill's in third as they continue their side-by-side battle behind him for fourth.
And the fast cars right now at the bottom of the racetrack will wait and see when the tires begin to wear just a bit when they start moving up. But the man on the move yet again, Dave, is Eric Almirola.
He has had some roadblocks and some challenges this afternoon for sure, but he's also had one of the fastest race cars all day long.
And Chandler Smith is closing in on Cole Custer for the lead. They're separated by half a car length. Custer's going to bring his car to the bottom of the racetrack. Chandler Smith looked wide for just a moment in three.
Maybe the best short run car all afternoon is right now running second, Dave, and Chandler Smith. Cole Custer's going to do everything he can to keep him behind him.
Smith is within a car length right now for the moment. He'll just follow in his tire tracks. Now he takes a look to the inside. Chandler Smith wants a whiff of the lead. Can't quite get it off turn two, but he's not done yet.
Cole Custer bobbles a bit coming off the corner. That gives Chandler Smith the opening that he's been looking for, but Chandler can't capitalize. Again, the general to the bottom of the racetrack, and Chandler Smith drifts up a lane and a half.
He does, but Cole Custer maintains the top spot. Daniel Dye last lap pulled up the racetrack, fell to the tail end of the field. As we look down now at a great battle for position number one.
It is back on for the lead. Chandler Smith to the inside. Cole Custer to the outside. This time Smith is dead even onto the back stretch.
Ford and Toyota side by side for the lead. They lean on each other for a moment. Custer's going to crowd him. Chandler Smith down low. Custer now down the middle of the racetrack.
Side by side. Here they come off of turn number four. 44 to go. Chandler Smith squeezing Cole Custer up against the fence and taking the lead. Chandler Smith out front. Custer second. Austin Hill. And then you get back to a good battle between Eric Almirola and Connor Zilich.
Boy, Connor Zilich, the youngster, really putting on a show right now, going head-to-head with veteran Eric Almirola. Nothing to choose between the two.
It looked for a moment like Austin Hill was going to get gobbled up by this battle. It's not happening at the moment. Almirola and Zilich going at it hot and heavy for position number four.
They switch lanes in turn number four. Almirola went to the bottom. Zilich goes topside. Zilich now thinks about a crossover. It's not quite there at the moment.
Yeah, but he's not done trying. He pulls right up onto the back bumper of Almirola. Eric runs midway till the apex of turns one and two, then slides up to the outside wall.
Positions three through seven, basically stacked up nose to tail. That time out of two, they all use the outside wall. This time in three, Hill is the only one at the bottom of the racetrack, while Almirola and company are exploring higher options.
Let's follow up on a couple of stories. Number one, Daniel Dye had driven into the top 10. Driving for colleague here this afternoon. He'll drive for them full-time next season. A great drive for Daniel. He is stuck on pit road, hearing it's an alternator battery issue that has him dead in the water and on pit road. What about Cole Custer, Steve Post, and his ongoing battle with Chandler Smith?
Cole Custer none too happy with the way he got raced by Chandler up off from turn number four. He felt like he was there, and Chandler just rode up the racetrack. They quickly cued the radio. Cole was complaining about it, not too happy, and they said, don't worry. Just as you guys pointed out, Chandler Smith is a good short run speed car. Cole Custer's better on the long run. They said, let's just get him over the course of the long run. So Cole settled down now as he's chilled out, and he is just running his laps here in the second spot, waiting to see if Chandler Smith, again, falls off as far as his speeds goes over the course of a run.
Still plenty of racing to go. 40 laps to go this time by. Chandler Smith leads Cole Custer. Eric Almirola now up to the number three spot. Austin Hill goes to fourth, and Connor Zilich rounds out the top five.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Chandler Smith is beginning to leg it out just a bit on second place Cole Custer. It's up to one full second now. Almirola still third. Zilich has gotten by Austin Hill for fourth with 38 laps to go. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
36 laps to go in the Kansas Lottery 300 here at Kansas Speedway. Don't forget, we're not done racing on the Motor Racing Network. When this one comes to an end, we'll hand things off to Dylan Welch, Chris Wilner, Jason Toy, Wendy Venturini, and the team for MRN over at the Martinsville Speedway, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, for the biggest, most prestigious late model race in the country, the Valley Star Credit Union 300. Stars of late model racing ready to go on the paperclip with a grand Father Clock on the line.
Boy, that's just such a great race, isn't it? They just do a wonderful job for all of the late model teams at the Martinsville Speedway. Coming up a little bit later on tonight, Daniel Dye off of pit road, too little too late there to salvage any type of a good run here this afternoon. Chandler Smith, though, Dave, has had a great afternoon. He's led 91 of 166 laps, and he's looking pretty good right now, too.
Yeah, there's no sign of that changing anytime soon. Mike Bagley, he's been able to put Cole Custer and the field at arm's length.
Yeah, he is definitely picking them up and laying them down right now, but he does have some lap traffic ahead.
They close in on some of those back markers. That is going to be Daniel Dye, who had the unscheduled pit stop. Dye now 10 laps down, back in the 35th position.
You know, Dave weighing in on Chandler Smith, Cole Custer, Mike Bagley on the other end of the property, down in turns 3 and 4. Cole Custer has had his share of laps at the front of the field, 42. And Cole Custer hoping that this good long run car, Mike, will pay off now with 32 laps to go.
Well, that's been the trend that's been happening. Here's the difference between Cole Custer and Chandler Smith. When Cole commits to the high lane, and by the way, that car's worked well all over the racetrack, bottom, middle, top, but when Cole commits to the high lane, he stays there. But at least in front of me in turn 3, Chandler will start at the wall, and then by the time he gets to the apex of the corner, he'll pull that Toyota down to the middle of the racetrack to try to get a better run off the corner. A couple of different approaches to this end of the racetrack for the top two.
The longest green flag run today has been 48 laps. We're currently 20 laps into this run. So if this race stays green, this will be the longest green flag run of the entire race. And we'll find out whose car is going to stay with them throughout the running of this the remaining 31 laps.
And Todd, we all remember that when we had that 48 lap run, we saw, to use Mike Bagley's words, evil race cars out there. Drivers just wanting a caution, begging for a caution to get onto pit road and get tires. If we stay green, this race is not over yet.
No, it's not over yet. And I would wonder if we would have one of those evil cars step out to the point that bring a caution. And most of these guys on pit road have a set of stickers left. It could be really exciting in that respect.
It could be, but when would it be too late to come to pit lane, Todd, to put on those last set of tires? Or do you even not even think about making a green flag stop?
I wouldn't come under a green flag, no. I would run this one out at this point. As long as I've got enough fuel, I'm gonna run this to the end. If a caution comes, I'm coming to put tires on.
Right now, the top two continue to run right together, and that, of course, is Chandler Smith and Cole Custer. They're separated by only 5 car lengths. Now they have stretched it out over Eric Almirola, who is running in position number 3. Connor Zilich running 4th. Brandon Jones is running in position number 5. The rest of the top 10, Sheldon Creed by Austin Hill, at least for the moment, they go 6-7. Jesse Love, Josh Williams, and Anthony Alfredo complete the top 10 with 28 laps to go.
Something that we need to factor into this, because we've heard our pit reporters, Steve Post and Alan Cavana, talk about the potential fuel window, a max of 60 laps, but nobody's really 100% sure on that. It could be less. Austin Hill, our 7th place runner and playoff driver, was the first to come to pit lane under green flag to start that cycle. He did that back on lap 140. Our current race leader, Todd Gordon, pitted on lap 143.
This is true, but if you think about that, at 140, he still had all the caution laps that came beyond that that bought him some more. If you, at worst, you're probably 2-1, so every 2 caution laps, you recover another lap of running distance. I think Austin can make it. If 60 truly the number, he's in good shape. But if he's more like 56, he might be on the edge.
26 laps to go, and here is my observation. And Bagman, weigh in. I am seeing Chandler Smith, race leader, very up his line. We saw that before, and Cole Custer now is beginning to run him down.
Cole Custer is whittling away at the advantage. It was five car lengths for the longest time. It's down to four. Lap traffic is a factor, but Chandler Smith is pedaling as hard as he can, negotiating the traffic as best he can.
Both of those drivers, Dave, are going to have to do it a little harder because Eric Almirola is the man on the move.
He's still got some work to do, Alex. He's still multiple seconds back, but he clearly has the fastest car on the track. And earlier tonight, Mike Bagley, we saw that on the long run, he was far and away the best.
I think the front two should consider Eric Almirola. He's beginning to catch them both, but the battle for the lead, it's tightened up even more. It's down to three car lengths and four.
Chandler Smith trying to hold on to the lead. Cole Custer trying to take it away late. Separation, two car lengths between the top two, headed to one.
Custer did not like the way that Smith took the lead away from him a number of laps ago, so he may not be inclined to be a total gentleman in this pursuit. He is within two car lengths as they make it off turn two.
Chandler Smith is strong from the exit of four all the way to one. Cole Custer is strong off the end of the back straightaway and through the center of the corner. Here he comes again. Going to shut it down now to a car length and a half off the corner.
And if you recall, Cole Custer none too happy with Chandler Smith with the way Chandler raced him for the lead earlier. Custer is right there on the back bumper headed to one.
Lap traffic will come into play in another lap or so. The Corey Heim machine is dead ahead. The Daniel Dye machine dead ahead as Custer tries to reel in the leader and Almirola is beginning to close.
Custer just changed his line coming out of two. Pulled the car to the bottom of the racetrack and then pulls it back up against the safer barrier. Here's Smith. Here's Custer. Custer's there on the back bumper for the lead.
Boy, right around the outside of the racetrack. Will he cross over? Not yet. He'll follow Chandler Smith across the line. Top two now nose to tail.
Around the outside of the Corey Heim lap automobile. It's only a car length advantage. Here comes Custer. He'll go to the middle of the racetrack. Try to shorten up the line. He is right there off two.
Chandler Smith is a marked man right now because Cole Custer is poised, in position, and he is ready to pounce. Both drivers up against the safer barrier. Here comes Custer. He's going to look again at a four.
Chandler Smith gives him the look topside. Dawson Cram very slow on the back straightaway, hoping he'll be able to make it back to pit lane as the battle for the lead goes to one.
Here they come into turn number one. Another lap car will give way down on the bottom. That's the Daniel Dye machine. It's still about a car length between the leader, Chandler Smith, and the runner-up, Cole Custer.
The approach that Chandler Smith takes in turns three and four is what Cole Custer's doing in one and two. They both start out at the top here in three, and then Chandler slowly migrates down. He'll change that approach this time. Here comes Custer again looking wide.
Fastest car on the racetrack is running third and closing in. That is Eric Almirola trying to run down Chandler Smith and Cole Custer.
He is not only trying to do it, he is lopping multiple car lengths off the lead with every passing lap as the leaders, the front two, continue to battle for the spot.
Custer again dipping down to the bottom of turn two, trying to get a whiff of air across the nose of that race car. He'll close into a car length. Lap traffic directly ahead for the top two. The car that's in front of them is Patrick Emmerling as they work off the corner.
Here comes Custer again. By the way, Dawson Cram was able to creep his way on the pit lane. We stay under the green flag. 20 laps to go and the battle for the lead is in turn one.
Custer keeps trying to creep up to the outside on the exits of turn two and turn four. Chandler Smith has had no problem running him up to the fence to take the line away. This time, they're nose to tail.
More lap traffic they bypass on the back straightaway. Eric Almirola is within a dozen car lengths. Cole Custer is one car length behind Chandler Smith this time through.
And don't you know that Cole Custer realizes that Eric Almirola is closing in, Dave, and if he's going to win this race, Cole Custer, he needs to make short work of Chandler Smith.
Yeah, I don't think he's got anything more to give than he's giving already, Jeff. He has been all over Chandler Smith for the last seven or eight laps. Eric Almirola, the 12-car length disadvantage, is now eight on the back straightaway.
Leaders racing down the back straightaway with more lap traffic coming up. Jeremy Clements in front of the leaders. Smith about a half a car car width off the wall. Custer all the way up against the safer barrier.
Cole again tries to stick the nose to the outside of Chandler Smith. Now Custer crosses over side by side for the race lead, pass start finish.
Cole Custer to the inside. Lap traffic, Jeremy Clements ahead. Third place machine, Eric Almirola only 10 car lengths back. Side by side for the lead. Chandler Smith will hold it off.
Chandler Smith able to keep Cole Custer at bay, but now it's down to a half dozen car lengths. Eric Almirola mowing them down as Smith and Custer are forced to the inside of the Clements lap car.
And Alex, last lap, Cole Custer, Chandler Smith side by side just past the start finish line, making slight contact. A whale of a save by Custer, but at that moment he had to give up the lead.
He did. He's going to have to now just set back, recoil, and now figure out another way to make the attack on race leader Chandler Smith. The problem is he's going to have problems on the back doorstep in the form of Eric Almirola. The top three now have cleared the lap traffic, have clean racetrack in front of them.
16 laps to go here in the Kansas Lottery 300, Kansas Speedway, NASCAR Xfinity Series. Watching the battle for the lead off turn number four. Chandler Smith has got it, but once again, here comes the General Cole Custer.
Custer is the strongest in the center of the corner at both ends of the racetrack. He can roll the center and get back to the throttle early. Chandler Smith cannot. Here comes Custer again on the outside.
Cole Custer one car length behind as they have clear racetrack to work with. They have lap traffic coming up, but they've got some private space in which to work, and that private space is about to be joined by Eric Almirola.
Again, Custer looks to the outside of Chandler Smith for the top spot. Exiting turn four, Smith continues to give him a look to the outside lane, Dave, but Cole can't do anything.
And Eric Almirola has stalled out a bit in his pursuit back there in third place. He got within eight car lengths, but hasn't been able to close any further as the leaders hit the backstretch.
Chandler Smith dips low out of two. Custer dips lower. Single file, virtually nose to tail. This time in three. Both